Hello, Ed. Can you hear me? Hans Blix has confirmed that North Dakota, the sparsely populated isolationist state, is in possession of a massive stockpile of nuclear missiles, as well as state-of-the-art aircraft for delivering devastation worldwide. North Dakota officials have admitted having 1,710 warheads at two military sites and that their weapons program is well-funded into the foreseeable future. European leaders have lined up behind UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, claiming North Dakota is yet in its cultural infancy and cannot be trusted in dealing with nuclear weapons of any kind. What is also disturbing to these leaders is that while North Dakota funds its massive weapons program, its own citizens suffer a poverty-level existence as revealed by satellite photos of farmers scratching the earth with Stone Age tools, forcing their undernourished children to work long hours under the baking sun. Neighboring states have expressed their discontent with North Dakota as well. Anna Hallström from neighboring fertile Minnesota, located near Climax, is also fed up with North Dakota's negative image on the world stage. According to Ms. Hallström, due to the popular film Fargo, the rest of the world now believes Minnesotans all speak with a comical Scandinavian accent. Coming weeks will tell what world reaction will be to bring about a change in North Dakota's nuclear stance. According to Hans Blix, North Dakota could have as much as 75 metric tons of weapons-grade uranium and 8 metric tons of weapons-grade plutonium. Just 55 pounds of uranium are needed to construct a simple nuclear weapon. Do the math. The prospects are staggering. This has been Joel Holmquist reporting from Minot Air Force Base, Minot, North Dakota.